For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Police in Paris confirm a stabbing attack was claimed by the Islamic State. One person is dead and at least four more were injured, two of them seriously after a man wielding a knife attacked people in the famous theater district. Eyewitnesses say the man then ran at the police yelling, "Kill me or I will kill you." The police then shot him to death. North Korea says it will dismantle its nuclear test site in less than 2 weeks. North Korea's foreign ministry says all the tunnels at the country's northeastern testing ground will be destroyed by explosion between May 23rd and May 25th. They also said observation and research facilities, as well as ground-based guard units, will also be removed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
A new lava fissure opened up on Hawaii's Big Island in the vicinity of a geothermal energy plant. This brings the total number of fissures to 16. Tina Neal is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
This morning, a new fissure segment opened about a mile to the northeast of the existing fissure system. At the last report, there was spattering occurring at this fissure number 16, but no significant lava flow had developed.
Experts are worried that the Kilauea volcano could blast debris high into the sky. House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's retiring, has some parting advice for President Trump. Think twice before you tweet.
I prefer fewer tweets, but in Wisconsin, you know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, President is strong in those states. He's an asset.
Ryan spoke at the Wisconsin Republican Convention in Milwaukee. He's warning fellow Republicans to work hard to keep the Democrats from gaining seats in this fall's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump isn't the only one trying to lower drug prices. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats have introduced policy proposals to help lower prescription drug prices. That was the topic of today's Democratic Weekly Address by Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow.
We have more pharmaceutical and health product lobbyists than for any other industry. It's almost 15 for every member of the United States Senate.
She's also urging President Trump to lower the cost of naloxone, the drug used to reverse opioid overdoses. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It was a time for celebration during the big ceremonies at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado, on Saturday. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, has been watching the skies for 60 years. With more on the story of the anniversary, here's John Clements.
The Joint Binational Command involving the U.S. and Canada conducts aerospace warning, aerospace control, and maritime warning to defend North America from attack. Air Force General Paul Silva, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke about that cooperation at the 60th anniversary celebration.
The United States and Canadian service members have worked shoulder to shoulder, hand to hand, watching over the North American continent. It is a model of cooperation, integration, and accountability unmatched anywhere else in the world.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.